Blog Talk Radio.
Mr. Pop.
Views and opinions of this show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of this network and its affiliates.
At Midwest IT Support Help Desk, we believe that technology should support and enhance your organization's success, not constrain it. With our wide range of best-in-class services, we provide customized solutions that fit your unique IT needs. We are committed to excelling at our job so you can focus on doing yours. Midwest IT Support Help Desk is always available, providing your organization with professional remote help desk support services you need. Midwest IT Support Help Desk will solve your technology issues day or night. Our IT staff ensures that your network and computers are up to date and ready for operation on a daily basis. Don't wait until problems occur. Let our organization solve them with our monitoring software, giving you the peace of mind you need. Let us do the worrying for you. Enabling your workforce with top-notch technologies isn't just important, but imperative for business success. This customizable solution allows your team to work seamlessly and collaboratively in any protected space. No matter what IT services you need, Midwest IT Support Help Desk will be there to support you every step of the way. Midwest IT Support Help Desk. We are committed to excelling at our job so you can focus on doing yours. Please visit www.midwestitsupport.com for more information or shoot us an email at helpdesk@midwestitsupport.com. Give us a call, 765-239-9668.
Good evening, everybody. This is your boy Big T with the Stream Sports. It's Stream Sports live right here tonight, Sunday night, NFL Week 12. Kind of a little upset today, a little bit of upset. A couple of upsets. I feel Cleveland Browns and Cincinnati Bengals. But can you say the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for the upset off the day? And we got Mr. Brian in here to talk about it. What's up, Mr. Brian and Chunk?
What's going on, man?
What's up? Did Ryan Callahan? I was pretty pleased what I saw today.
Yeah. Well, you can't call it an upset because the 49ers, I'd say it was about an equal team, but, you know, then once they came around there with the San Francisco and do this thing. Oh, we don't play in Tampa Bay.
He played Jameis. I got to give Jameis Winston today. He played smart. He didn't throw any picks or anything today. He was finding his targets, and the running game was working for us and everything. And the defense, they played a little better than they didn't have in a good while and stuff. We got two takeaways, and we've been looking for that. For a good minute, so that came in handy today for us, and we got a W out of it.
Okay.
I can't complain.
All right. So
can't complain like when you get the victory.
Yeah. I don't know about that right now, so I can't talk. Bad week for me, so. And we're gonna talk about them more. Huh?
You just got to keep your head up, man.
Bad week.
Yeah, bad weekend.
Please. It was a good weekend. What are you talking about?
No, it was a terrible weekend.
You just got to keep your head up.
It's up. But, you know, they won. But Charles, we ain't going back in this conversation no more. We're going to talk about this conversation. We got to talk about it.
I ain't said that, man. I just said it was a good week. That's all I said. Calm down, man. It's all right.
We got to talk about it again. What?
We ain't got to talk about it again. The world already knows.
No. That was in the past. This is now. This is the future.
Right. That's right. That's right. It's in the past. It's over with.
It's still painful, but hey, we're gonna talk about it no more.
You sure?
Why?
That's how I move on to something else.
You seem like it's hurting you, man. Like you want to say something. And it's up
to
you now. We can talk about.
Like, yeah, it'll be the best time. Let it off your chest.
Go on, let it out. All right. I'll let it out. We talked about this last night. We had a little show last night. Right. So, you know, we talked about the win that the little Dallas Cowgirls had and stuff like that.
Hold on.
I got to play my Aloe Black right quick. I got to play that while you're talking right now.
Respect the W. I don't get no respect. I don't get no respect.
Last night you were giving respect. Now you don't want to give.
I gave y'all a little bit of respect. I
see
y'all beat us. Congratulations, y'all did the thing. So, and that's all I need to know.
It's all.
It's over.
So.
It's over. Done deal.
Yeah, so. So we're moving on for that situation and stuff like that. So, but
I just got one question. I want to hear you answer this. One question.
What's up?
Who's in first place?
Hmm.
Who's in first place? The New Orleans Saints.
No, who's first in our conference? We tied. The record might say tied, but we're 3-1
in the conference, so that makes us what? Because the ratio by something before.
Okay. Let's go ahead and talk about Cleveland, man.
But I'm going to ask Mr. Brian a question, and we talked about this last night, Mr. Brian. How do you feel about the New Orleans Saints coming down to Texas Stadium next Thursday and the Dallas Cowboys beating the New Orleans Saints?
You know, that's a really good question, man. Somebody else asked me that last night at the club and stuff, and I said the only way the Cowboys have a chance of beating the Saints, they gotta jump on them early, and don't even look back. They just gotta jump on them early, quick and fast. The defense gotta be on their P's and Q's, and so their offense. But the running game must start first. Before the pass game, you got to balance it against the Saints' calls. Saints are really dangerous. They're a dangerous team right now, and their defense is hitting all cylinders, and so is Drew Brees. And that is my opinion. That's really only chance Cowboys got is the beating the Saints is jump on them quick. You can't afford going 3 and outs or nothing like that. You gotta get on them. Like I did, Taylor, you gotta jump. You gotta get on them quick.
So you giving them a chance, an opportunity.
I expect it to be a close game. But the main question is how far can the Cowboys go in the second half against Drew Brees?
Yeah.
Because the reason I say that because if Amari Cooper puts up the numbers like he did last week, then they got a good chance. But it's got to be more than him. Everybody else got to step up too. Take the load off of him.
If Ezekiel Elliott's run game goes
like it did last week, then they got a good shot. But at the same time, You still got to jump on the Saints quick. I mean, no matter what. I mean, I see Saints jump on teams like it ain't nothing. And ever since we beat them in week one, they've been real hot since. So I expect it to be a good game. I'm not going to predict the score or nothing, but I expect it to be a pretty good game.
I will.
Go ahead, Tim. It's your turn.
Oh, you want me to predict the score?
Go ahead.
The score will be 38-13. I wonder who. The New Orleans Saints. I give y'all no chance to win. Not none.
Okay.
Not a drop that y'all will win. Y'all Cowboys fans coming out of the closet all day. It's just Thursday. We're on a 3-game winning streak. I listened to one of the guys' podcasts this morning, and everybody, like I said, they are so hyped about how they are, what the Cowboys are doing. You're on a 3-game winning streak. You still don't have a one receiver. If you lock Ezekiel Elliott down, it's over for you. So, hey, the pressure's still good on Zach Prescott. But you got to play a whole game. The Washington Redskins could have beat them, but they have to play a whole game, not just a half. So, you play a whole game to beat this team, you will beat them. Hey, Dallas Cowboys fans, y'all need to stop. Y'all always coming out of the sewers when y'all win it. But soon y'all start losing the team, y'all going right back. Now, Zach, go get Michael Irvin and tell him to start preaching again and start sweating all that sweat off his face again. Okay, it's going to happen again because y'all will go back down into the swamp very, very soon. I think I'm finished.
So, Tim, I hear a lot of hatred in your voice.
Yeah,
I hear
this has been my first take.
I understand why, because the Cowboys has been a better team overall than the Redskins. The record proved that. We have more championships than you all have. The record proved that. And we beat y'all on Thursday. The record proved that. So I understand why you have such hatred in your heart. And I understand why you want us to lose, because if we lose, that would give y'all a better chance to stay in the race. But see, here's the deal. You all have to beat the Eagles in order to stay in. And I do believe the Eagles won today, right? On the major
comeback.
Am I correct? And did I not tell you last night that the Eagles were going to beat y'all this week and tie the game? We were going to upset the Saints and still be number one. Correct?
What? Y'all will upset the Saints. Is that what you said? Y'all will upset the Saints.
We're going to upset the Saints, and the Eagles going to beat y'all. So you and the Eagles will be 6-6. Even if we do lose, we still would be 6-6, but we would still be in first place.
But that's the point. Y'all would lose. I never said that we would lose.
Y'all gonna lose.
You gotta say
the Eagles will beat y'all.
You gotta say that thing, Charleston. I wanted the Eagles to win today. Because if they win today, that momentum would have them. Yes, I did.
No, you
the
didn't.
The momentum would have them that they are cocky and they are strong. We got our mojo back.
Listen
so
to
when
this
they play us, that mojo will be gone. I never said that I didn't want them to win today.
He was praying that the Eagles would lose tonight. Because if they had lost, they pretty much would have kept them out. But now since the Eagles won,
they gave them another life.
Yeah, they got a little life. Now they know that they can beat them. Because
it is a half a game behind both of y'all teams right now, by half a game.
Yeah, but Mr. Ryan, I want to say thank you to the Carolina Panthers today.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's 40 bucks on one right there.
Yeah, Cam, your man, Big T, I appreciate you, bro. Because with y'all loss, put us in the playoff spot. So, that's all we got to do is keep winning. So, if Dallas loses
keep winning
Thursday, they move out of that spot. And we move in.
Oh, that's what you're praying for?
And right now,
everything's up in stake right now.
Yeah, everything's up in the air. But I know that. New Orleans Saints
so y'all gonna
dominate everybody.
Y'all going to beat
why
the Eagles?
Why don't you think they would not dominate y'all if they would dominate everybody
Colt
else?
Colt McCoy going to beat the Eagles.
Yes, Colt McCoy can beat the Eagles. And if he, especially if he get his weapons back, Chris Thompson, James Crowder, and more, why you wouldn't think he wouldn't beat the Eagles?
Y'all gonna lose, Tim. It's okay to face the fact. You all will lose, point blank. Haven't I been right the last couple weeks?
Barely, yes, no.
Barely. It's either yes or no. Yes or no?
I said, Harrison, you barely been right. So,
yes or no.
What you got? Look, hey, Mr. Ryan, sit there. If your quarterback
right.
get hurt, and we're going to talk about him in a few minutes because I was right about a conversation we had last night. If your quarterback breaks his leg and your main court, you got to go to the backup, what do you think is going to happen?
Yeah, even though they did bring in Mark Sanchez, they still I mean, you still got to go to your backup, and that was Colt McCoy.
Yeah. And I'm gonna go around.
I didn't get
this.
The point.
Huh?
What was your point about that?
My point is, we playing with a backup. Now we have more confidence if Alex Smith that came in and he was the one starting that game. But it wasn't him. It was Colt. Colt played 2 games out of 5 years that he started. Yes, he knows the system, and yes, I like how he moved. He didn't play a bad, terrible game, but he still threw some interceptions. And we talked about that.
Yep. He threw interceptions.
So you can't
and what?
You can't throw three interceptions.
I'm not knocking him. I thought he did good. In the game and a half that he played.
I know you thought he did good, so we lost.
No, I just felt like he played a good game. He played a good game. He kept y'all in the game.
Yeah, he kept us in the game. He did. He had his moments.
You're not even giving him enough credit. So you know the deal. You know the Eagles is going to. You saw the Eagles game today, didn't you?
Yeah, I saw the Eagles game.
And you saw what happened, right? You saw that comeback, right? You saw the comeback? Okay.
So what?
Okay. Moving on.
No, I am not. I'm not scared of no Eagles.
You're not scared of nobody, I understand.
Yeah, I'm
gonna scare
the
that we beat. You gonna scare the
y'all
luckily
beat us.
We luckily beat.
Yeah,
and see Tim. I've been trying all week to be nice because I understand how hurt y'all are, but we ain't luckily do anything. What it is we let y'all get back into the game with mistakes that we made. Gave y'all the opportunity to beat us, and y'all couldn't do it. This shows how scrubbed y'all are.
We got to call him.
Uh-oh.
And we're not
going
to stay
on
this game all day.
I'm good. I hear him talking junk already. Already. So I have to go ahead and shut him down. This is
Tom. What's good, man?
What's good with you?
they call it.
This Pat.
Oh, Pat. Oh, okay. My bad, yo.
Hello? It's breaking up. Everybody there?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Johnson?
Yep.
Somebody is breaking up real bad.
Yeah, I can hear it.
Hey, caller. If you can hear me, call me. Call. I'm going to cut you off or call me right back.
It must be his phone.
Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah,
Charles,
there it goes. Yeah,
that?
With his phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, I didn't know who that was, so I told him to call right back. But, we talked to L. Like I said, that little 15-yard face mask penalty and stuff like that, so it never got called in Jerry's world.
I don't want to hear any excuses. Y'all lost, we won. When y'all beat
all
us, right, y'all didn't want to hear no excuses that we had to say, right?
All
y'all
right,
didn't want to hear
none
of
it. Yeah, the caller
so
called.
I don't want
to
hear no excuses. The game all is right. Over. We won. That's it.
Hey, caller,
moving on to the next game.
He's
okay,
a case, he's
no.
A case closed.
And then are we going to talk about Cleveland and Cincinnati?
Y'all ain't here to have all that.
Are we talking about Cleveland and Cincinnati right now?
They got the Saints coming up next. They here to take that good L.
Uh-oh.
Are we talking about Cleveland and Cincinnati?
No, we talking about the Saints and Cowboys. That's, you don't want to talk about
nah,
that?
No, the Saints and Cowboys don't play until next week. We'll talk about
the
that
Saints,
next week.
Them Cowboys don't take that good L, though. They
gonna
take that good
talk L. Are we going to talk about all we are not going to spend all day on this subject. Moving on.
Now, we got a guest here. Treat the guest with respect. So, what's wrong with you?
Are we going to move on or not? I need to know. If we're not
going to
move on, let me know, and I can
get
off the
phone.
You're
not going to be saying too much come next week, too.
Are we going to move
okay.
on so I can go ahead on and talk? Are we going to? I need to get off the phone. Which one is it?
You need to let our guest talk.
It's okay. He and his feelings. It's all right.
But hey, he said that they are going to beat the New Orleans Saints next week.
Yeah, you know, he's a big thinker. He's a great imaginative person. So, you know, let him have his dreams, you know?
Yeah.
He's okay. Dream big, man. Dream big.
Hey, Chauncey, nothing else? Oh, he's quiet now. Okay.
Oh, he's awesome.
What? No, he didn't hang up.
Oh, boy.
So, we got our guest right now, Equan, right?
Yeah.
All right, Equan.
That's who I
came on Facebook. Yeah. I'll wait for Chauncey to call back in. So,
hey, he know I was gonna come in and come in hard. He should have known that he was talking junk when I came in.
Yeah.
What's good, Quan?
What's going on?
Yeah, hey, he is
not
mad
much.
Or not.
Somebody got shut down.
Jumped off real quick, didn't he? He jumped off real quick, didn't he?
Yeah.
So, don't
beat
his feelings.
He's
going to be in his
feelings
enough next week.
So we'll go ahead on with it. We'll go ahead and get back here. So, Equan, you still, like you said, you do fan appeal. You do appeal. Yeah, point blank.
Yeah.
So, what what got you into doing this?
I just wanted something different to do, actually, because I'm a phlebotomist. I travel. I do a lot of work, just drawing blood for, you know, a lot of different things. But I saw, you know, a lady online, and she was talking about it, and I had been following her and doing research. So in doing research, I realized that, you know, people are missing out on getting the same products for a cheaper price. So whereas mm-hmm. in Fendi, Chanel, Michael Kors, Jordans, although, you know, most people can't go to the store and actually buy these Jordans, it's going to cost you about $900-some-odd to get the actual Jordan itself. You know, I get it from the same factory that made those same Jordans, and I sell them at a different price, at a very much okay. cheaper price, more reasonable price. So the thing is, it's not, I'm not going to say it's not authentic, because it is. The only thing it is, it's just the rejects that, you know, Jordan decided not to put in his store. So they have to okay. do something with the rest of those shoes that they sell or whatever it is. It's merchandise, period. I mean,
yeah.
it could be anything, Nike, I mean, Adidas, whatever it is, because they always make abundance to make sure they cover for whatever the contract is with whoever wants it, like Nike or Fendi. So what it is, after they get everything that they want, then the factory reach out to vendors like us and say, hey, this is what we have in the factory. We need to get rid of it.
Okay.
Before
cool.
they start making other merchandise to put out. So that's what we do. Whatever they have in stock, I put it out on my website, and I say, hey, this is what I got, and I give it to them at a cheaper price so that they don't have to go and be like, well, dang, man, this, I can tell this is not real because I'm buying it out
mm-hmm.
of a Rose's or a Walmart where it is. I am getting the actual thing. It's just a UA product because it's an unauthorized authentic. Because
right.
technically, it's not coming out of a Nike store.
Mm-hmm.
But it's coming from the
mm-hmm.
same factory that makes that same shoe.
Right.
So
okay.
I'm just selling the extra that's left over.
So what? What's
so I do
most,
have a Facebook.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm listening.
Oh, I was saying,
I have
what's
a Facebook
most,
business page.
Okay. I was saying, what's the most popular product that you sell?
Right now, Louis Vuitton got these nice boots out for women. Is
mm-hmm.
my hottest seller right now. UGG boots is another one that's really hot going on right now for females. I haven't had a lot of guys really reach out. I put some Jordans on there and I put some Nikes on there just to see what would be the hot commodity. A lot of guys aren't really hitting because, like I said, they don't believe that it's real.
Mm-hmm.
So, which I have no problem explaining it to anybody. When you do business with me, you're definitely going to get a tracking number with your merchandise. And I'm going to get
mm-hmm.
your invoice. So there will be a paper trail. So you know I'm legit. And
yeah.
the only reason why I only do a Facebook page instead of a website is because the inventory changes so much, so quick. Because
mm-hmm.
it's not just me selling. You know, there are other vendors out there doing the same thing I'm doing. So I'm just
okay.
trying to give it, you know, at a cheaper price. And I understand how people don't trust a lot of that, but I'm just out here to let you know that, you know, you can definitely trust me. I will definitely give you an invoice to let you know, here's your paper trail, this is where your money is. You know what I'm saying? So you'll know that,
mm-hmm.
hey, I sold this. So if you don't feel, you know, like, hey, you might need to, I need you to check this. This is my invoice that you sent me. I'm more than willing to, you know, fix the situation that we have. But I haven't had any trouble here. So everybody's loving all their merchandise that they've gotten from me so far.
Okay, cool. All right. So we got Christmas time coming up.
Yeah.
About to get busy with it and things like that. So is how long you been doing this?
Actually, the craziest part is I've only been doing it for about 6 months.
Okay.
And right now, around this time of the year, this is my first time doing this time of the year, and it is the busiest. So I'm running out of, like, a lot of things right around this time of the year. And
right.
shipping, you know, didn't realize how many people ship a lot of gifts and stuff around this time
mm-hmm.
of year. So I will tell them that shipping has been delayed only because, you know, where I could get you your items between 7 to 12 weeks, now it's like 7 to 20 weeks only because everybody's doing the same thing we doing.
Right.
Yeah.
But everything's on a guarantee. If you get your merchandise and you don't think it's good, hit me up. I do refund.
Okay. All right, hey, that's
or
a
promise exchange,
thing.
However you feel you need.
Yeah, that's a promise thing. That's good business right there.
Yes, sir.
Now,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good business. Like I say, you, the business time of year, you know, you got your people go on, you know, buy. Because I was in the center with then, right, a whole lot of businesses are closed down because of online merchandise and products and stuff. And y'all want to be, you know, you can say you want to be in this market out there. So, you know, I guess kind of say, is there, you seeing a lot of pressure and headache on it right now or what?
No, it's not a lot of pressure. I mean, because I don't pressure people to buy my items. You know, I'll answer any questions that you may have about what's going on. But if you don't feel comfortable doing it, I'm not going to be like, nah, just come back. Let me show you. Nah, I'm not going to pressure you into buying anything. You know, if you feel comfortable with me and you trust me, then by all means, I'm going to give it to you A1. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not, you know, that type of one, you know, to pressure anybody into doing anything.
Yeah.
And the market, there are a lot of businesses closing, like, out in the physical world because of online marketing. But what I, you know, try to tell people with the small businesses, get you an online shop as well. You don't have to put everything you have in the store online. But if you put a few things and just box it up and ship it to them, you probably make more money that way than a lot of people coming in. Because now more and more people are starting to shop online than to get out in these stores and, you know, like Black Friday, they get into all these fights and people being killed over little small things. You know, then you got to worry about also as well people stealing stuff out your cars or, you know what I'm saying, stealing your money out your purses, whereas if you do it online and if you're home to get your package, then you don't have to worry about thieves. You know what I'm saying? So more and more people are starting to trust, you know, getting things online. So that was more of my approach. Well, I might as well see what it's like to sell online. And if things work out, then I can always grab my inventory and get it sent to me and open the shop if I decide.
Yeah. Cool. Cool. Now, you said, now, shout out your Facebook page and how people can find you and stuff like that.
Right, so my name on Facebook is Equan Moore, E-Q-U-O-N, but the page that you can shop on at, you know, ask me any questions or message me on is called Platinum Apparels. There's a couple of on there because I haven't really branded the name yet, and I'm, you know, really just really getting into the business and knowing what I need to do and other things I don't need to do, but my page is the one that has a pair of Chanel shoes on there. They're royal blue and burgundy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's at Platinum Apparel, and that's where you can find me.
Okay, cool.
If not,
now,
you can hit me up on my regular Facebook, and I'll invite you over. It's no big deal.
Okay. Now, I ain't going to let you go yet, Quan Moore. So, like I said, shout out to Platinum Apparel. And like I said, do you shop in Christmas time coming? Hey. By your girl, that perfume, you guys go ahead and get that Redskins jersey, a Redskins hat, things like that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's what we saying, that we're talking about. Now, all right, we're gonna chat some sports real quick before I let you go, and like we're gonna talk about this game. Yeah. Now we looked at the game and stuff like that, and people say, hey, y'all should not make this and stuff like that. So, but like I told, and I'm going to say this very quick. I told everybody yesterday, I told everybody when the injury first happened, I said, when I saw Alex Smith go down, I said, I think he's better. Now, I feel like it put us in a tough situation with losing Kirk Cousins, that now we got to go search and find a new, brand new quarterback. Do you feel the same way?
I do. The crazy part is, what I don't get is why they didn't already have a backup.
Yeah.
You know, I was very disappointed, you know, to find out that we didn't really have a backup person. So that's what really cost that game, was that they weren't organized, they weren't ready, you know, just in case he did get hurt. You need someone to fall in the line to fall in place.
Yeah.
So,
exactly.
Yeah, I feel like that was a major hit for us, real bad. And, to be honest, I think they did fairly well compared to, you know, what I really thought was going to happen, because we weren't prepared for that game.
So I
was disappointed, yes, that we lost, but I wasn't completely disappointed in, you know, our performance, being that we was on a leased out quarterback.
Yeah.
And then as far as, you know, the refs did their part in that whole game.
Well,
there was a couple of calls they missed, and I was, you know, upset with that too. But it was a good game.
I got another Cowboy fan just came in, and I know they got something to say about this. Kingsley,
what's up,
man? Oh man, don't tell me he took another flight for L.A.
Yeah, he just did
that.
LA.
I know I seen you on TV. No denied on that.
Yeah, you see me.
Yeah, you were blinking and everything.
I'm thinking about taking that move to Hollywood, man, but.
You still got time.
Yeah, I still got time. How y'all doing?
I like the plane you was on, though.
You see?
Yeah, sir, I'm feeling them spinners and everything.
I'm glad to see Big T with us.
Yes, sir.
What you talking about?
Huh?
What you talking about?
I thought maybe you was on edge of reserve after that weapon we put on y'all, man.
Oh man.
Now.
Oh boy.
Nothing.
Here we go.
We're going even at 100%.
Huh?
Now, let that be y'all quarterback dumped out. Y'all had that same as far as
tell him quiet.
It's okay, y'all breathe the rest of
the
time.
I got Redskins back up, so you don't see that, do you? Huh? What? What you talking about? Huh?
I don't think they're going to help you now, man. They still got an L in that category. Y'all still got an L over there.
We took our L proud. We took our L real proud. I'm telling you, it's only because we won at 100%. Had we been at 100%, y'all would have been crying at home. But it's okay, because y'all get ready to take this L next week, majorly.
So you're talking about the Saints?
Yeah, buddy. Y'all had to bring y'all 8 game times a 1,000.
Yeah, we ready for all challenges, man. Drew Brees, Uncle Brees.
Oh, Lord.
Drew Barrymore, you bring him, man.
He said Drew Barrymore.
We ready for him.
He said Drew Barrymore. Now, he's another believer. His father's saying that, hey, we are going to beat the Saints. Now, since y'all been on 3-game winning streak, y'all are back, right, C?
Yeah, we're back now, man. We were just on vacation, man. We had to get our boy together. Going through the little turmoil. Every year we come up with some type of turmoil. The boy was missing. They were missing Dez Bryant, man. We didn't really know how to cope. So we got somebody named Amari Cooper. He all right, you know what I'm saying? We ain't tripping off that, but we finally getting over the wound that we left, that Dez Bryant left us, man. So, and then he wanted to go down there to the Saints, man, to sign the contract, so we're going to really whoop on them real good, man. We're gonna spank them real good, man.
Well, y'all gonna win, right? Y'all gonna win, right?
But of course.
Oh.
Taking all bet.
Now, Mr. Carr, you got anything else to say about this?
No, I'm just going to let them have their little glory right now, because when they catch that L next week, I'm going to be the main one on here like, what happened?
Yeah, make sure you call back in next week, man.
Oh, yeah, I will.
Matter of fact, I might give you my personal number so you call me Thursday night.
Oh, snap.
You don't want me to call you. I'm the worst person to call, especially if you get beat. Oh, man, you can be like, I got to block that. She tripped.
Yeah. Time for first thing Friday morning, man.
I got to take a flight. I got to take a flight in L.A.
Yeah, I mean, he's trying to
get
up on Facebook.
Because
he be all in it.
Yeah. Talk had to hang up. And oh.
He said he was so young. For the day I came on, he was talking junk.
Yeah. He'll be all right. So, hey, see, so y'all on Fair and Square, right? No killing these or stuff on call, nothing like that, right?
Oh, yeah, we're going to have our little pen. We might have one or two, man, but we're working on that.
Yeah, I'm not all that holding this stuff y'all do either.
Oh, we got referees set up for that, man. Ain't nobody going to be holding that.
Oh, boy.
Hey,
I know y'all got referees set up for that. Exactly.
Yeah, we ain't be seeing no holes and no mess like that, man.
Well, I thought y'all was in love with us for a second, all that holding y'all was doing.
Yeah, you know, we're going to care about y'all guys.
They'll get
a
referee involved and they could change the game.
Yeah,
they do change the game.
Right, exactly. Game changers. Mm-hmm, yeah, do not make holding calls.
helmet hits, they're getting away with.
Well, I say y'all greasing them up pretty good down there.
It is the world. Well, Misha Kwan, I appreciate you coming on, and I appreciate you, you know, talk about our skins. Come back next week when we get this win, and we'll play next Monday. And when Dallas Cowboys go down, we take that spot back, that number one being in the
right.
third spot.
That number one, because we in the wild card.
Yeah. Yeah, we're in the wild card. We're number six right now, but we'll go back to number three or four. You know, we need a couple
yeah.
things to happen. So
yeah. I know one thing, man. We having pork skin next week, man. We having turkey skin. We having chicken skin, man.
He's at turkey skins, boy. Let me find that in stores. I ain't gonna find it around here.
Yeah, but right. you can find some turkey skins in Washington D.C.
No, you ain't finding it there either.
They might be the only place to go.
And we gave some of them cowgirls some lessons.
Huh?
Came there, y'all got a good lesson. Y'all came to D.C. to land over. Y'all knew better.
Yeah. Now, I'm gonna ask you real quick before you get out. How do you feel about they signing Mark Sanchez?
Say it again.
How did you feel about when they signed Mark Sanchez?
How do I feel about them
signing Mark Sanchez? Bookman.
I don't even know how I feel about it just yet. I'm keeping my eyes on it though. Keeping my eyes on it because I don't know which way it's gonna go.
Yeah.
So I ain't talking too much junk about it right now.
Or I will for you, so I don't think that's it.
You say you what now?
I'll talk junk about it because I didn't like it. So I would take care of it.
I understand that completely. But,
yeah.
You know, I'm still keeping my eyes on him right now. You know, he might show up, show out one day.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I appreciate you coming on, Mr. Kwan. Come back anytime. Like I said, call back next week. Hey, when these Cowboys get these deals.
Right. I will come. All right,
Kwan.
Appreciate you. That was good. All right, that was Mr. Quan Moore, some city fan. Apparel on, you know, Fat Moore Apparel. So check her out on Facebook. All right, so, like I said, we just got to talk about the Cowgirls again. Trying to talk about them. So, let's move on.
Yeah, you can't be talking about greatness the whole show. We got to talk about some other stuff too.
Now, like I said, a little breaking news that happened today. North Carolina Tar Heel football coach Van Fedora was fired. I saw that coming. I knew that was going to happen. So he's gone. They're talking about Matt Brown coming back to UNC already. So what you think, Mr. Brown? Steve, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right. I don't know what happened, Mr. Brown. Don't. So, yeah, they're talking about Matt Brown coming back to Carolina already. So, Van Fedora got fired today. So, what you think?
Fedora.
Yeah.
Hey, I think Matt Brown's a well-known name in the Tar Heel land. So, I don't see it being a problem with coming back. You know what I'm saying? It might be a.
But you think you're too old?
Huh?
You think he lost it?
Nah, man, I don't think he lost it. I think he probably rested. I know he ain't been too far away from the game. I'm pretty sure he had some type of input on it. And if they're talking about negotiating with him, man, there's got to be something. If they know something.
Yeah, so he had the Tar Heels number 4 in the nation when he was coaching them. They were ranked every year. He had one bad year at Carolina with his first year. Other than that, he won bowl games every year. So, hey, you need it. You need it, especially. I hear chit chatter of that ECU coach is about done. I heard they were planning to get rid of him at the end of the season. They got one more game against State. So, that might happen very soon. So, who they gonna bring in to replace him? We don't know. So, I think ECU got but they give the pathway of their quarterback Holton Austin to go anywhere he wants. But I think hopefully he stayed. He got this kid. He got a future from Conley. He's from Conley. He's a bright kid that he's mobile and he can move that ball down the field. You might be able to know the future Rick Washington Redskin quarterback.
I don't disrespect him, man. Send him on that mission like that.
Okay.
Y'all need one, though.
Yeah, we do need one right now, because you don't know what's going to happen. I really don't feel like Alex Smith is coming back. So, we'll see what happens, though. Now, I'm going to get back. I know you really want to talk about this and about the Mark Sanchez situation. I will talk about that in a few minutes because I'm going to do a little kind of racist. I think a little racist in there, Steve. I'll talk about that in a minute. But the Cleveland Browns win their fourth game this year and beat the Cincinnati Bengals. Were you surprised about that?
Pretty much, man. I wouldn't expect them to win no 4 games this year.
Yeah.
And then to beat the Bengals like that, I really wasn't expecting that. I mean, some upset.
Yeah. Now, 2-1 since Hugh Jackson been gone. Offense been better. They had them, the day 28-3 at one time, so I thought it would be a big blowout.
Yeah.
So.
They start out, their defense didn't hold as good in the second half.
Yeah. Now, we talked the NFC East. Now, we watched the Dallas Cowboys, they're in first place now by stats-wise. Washington Redskins right behind them, and now talk about Philly winning today. Now, me and Thompson were talking, and he said, he feel like Philly gonna go on the winning streak and stuff like that. What you think they gonna do?
Who going on the Chargers going on the winning streak?
He said he think Philly gonna go on the winning streak. That they get to go. Y'all gonna keep going. Philly gonna keep going. Gonna push us out. I still think Philly ain't got all together. They had to come back and beat Giants State for 19 points down.
Yeah, they ain't got together yet. They dancing. And then they ain't beat nobody but the Giants, so how they going to get a press over there?
Yeah, exactly.
How you even get down 19 points to the Giants?
Exactly. I can understand it. So, we'll see what happens on that. So, next week, Washington, all the Giants will play next Monday night. And I think, hey, you know who I think go win? My Redskins.
Yeah. Y'all play the Giants next week?
Huh? Y'all play them next Monday.
Y'all might get y'all to win.
Might.
Strong possibility.
I feel like we'll get it. Now, go NBA talk. I know what's up with your boys. Let's talk about your boys real quick.
Golden State, man. Are we what?
Yeah.
Yeah, they put up 44.
Yeah, y'all won two in a row, but y'all was struggling four game losing streak.
Yeah, it ain't that, but the controversy, you know, the Bulls, you know, and we ain't tripping off that. I mean, they wanted, I guess that sells, you know what I'm saying? Like, drama sells, so I guess every great team go through some type of turmoil, you know? And that just happened to be what they're going through. I mean, Draymond, you know, he's a very emotional player. KD kind of iffy, man, when it comes to certain things, I guess, like his heart. Certain time, he got to have a heart check or something. And then, you know, they try to take soft or whatnot. I don't know about that softness. But, you know, Draymond just biting on him. It'd be like that, you know, some guys you be with for a while, and y'all just have a blow-up, and then everything come out at one time, you know what I'm saying? But you got to learn to get over it and see what go for next year. I just know at the end of this year, we should be the champs again. You know what I'm saying? But
do you actually think so? Because of this blow-up that a whole lot of people saying, hey, you know, do we really got beef on, you know, are y'all going to pull it together? Now, is Steph the missing piece that keep that team together because he wasn't there?
I mean, everybody play a part, man. You already know Draymond is like the centerpiece of that team, man.
Mm-hmm.
Why yeah, everybody. I mean, KD probably the best player they got, but no, KD between KD and Steph probably the best players they got, but it all comes down to that motor, man, and They got four good ties, man, or at least three good ties with Draymond, with Klay, Steph, and KD. Three good ties, man. But that motor is Draymond, man. He get out there, he get them motivated. He keep them, you know what I'm saying, talk, you know, let them know what they ain't doing, what they is doing right. So, yeah, of course, like, he like a centerpiece of that team. I can't really see him being nowhere else. Like, where will you put him at? I mean, any team he gonna have to play the same position. And
yeah.
I mean, he had to go to LA. You got to go down there with LeBron. He got to be with some superstar in order for him to make an impact. So you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like they'll make it. I don't know what they're gonna do the offseason that far this free agency. I don't know, man. It's going to be hard, but everybody took the less amount of money to get a championship. Now it's time to get some money. You know what I'm saying? Now it's collect that bread. Okay, we got the range now. Okay, now all we're playing for is money. So, you know, I think everybody's going to look for a big contract next year or on their free agency. If they do, they'll probably sign like 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
And they're looking to land a big contract to end their career off of. Same thing Mike did.
Yeah. What you think about KD? You think he gonna stay or what?
He might go, man. I think he might go. I don't know where he's going to, but I think he just might go.
L.A.?
Yeah, I think he might
get
out there. L.A., man, he can kiss my ass.
He can do what?
I said, if you go to L.A., he can kiss my ass, man. Man, you straight up
know
thinking now, man. He's doing too much now.
You know that's the best chance of where he's going, though, see?
Nah, it don't make sense, though.
Why? Okay, you gonna put LeBron, him, and you know if he do go to L.A. and I think I heard a commentator say this, if he goes to L.A., I think they say they think Golden State will go after Anthony Davis.
Yeah, whoever we got,
yeah.
Man, don't matter. Gonna, if they do get them out there, they're gonna put LeBron at the point.
Hey, he don't mind.
Yeah, they probably put him at the point, man. I know you don't mind.
Yeah, you know I definitely don't mind. You know he getting you know I'm starting to like him a little bit, not much, not a little bit. He's doing better. He getting wins. I don't know. Orlando's shocking people this year. I don't know. Orlando just. They got beat tonight by Orlando, but, you know, I think he's bringing the best out of these guys slowly but surely. So I'm kind of liking what he's doing so far.
So, Brian, now you're back on Brian's side now.
No, I'm not on his side. I said I'm liking Lou. We ain't best friends. We ain't cousins. We're not road dogs. I'll say I like him a little.
Oh, man, you do your butt like that, man. That's your savior. Your savior has arrived in L.A.
But he got to step his game all the way up.
Yeah, I mean, America got the best game in the league, man. You can't – what do you expect them to do?
Win. I need wins. He's doing better. Like I say, I need those wins to keep going.
Yeah,
I need those wins to keep going. So, now, what was I about to say? Duke Carolina lost this week. Now, like I told y'all, I said this last week, and we got a group chat about it. I felt like Duke need to be number one. I felt like NCAA were all doing them a favor again. Now they lost. The team stepped up and whooped their tail. I loved it. What you think about Duke? They still the best team out there?
Yeah, I love them talent. I mean, they still got talent, man. They still got the three best freshmen in the world right now. I mean, it's still, but they're freshmen at the end of the day, so they make the freshman mistakes. Just like I see that boy Barrett, man, he get a shot blocked 5 times, man, and the last 2 minutes of that game, man, or not when he the last 2 minutes, it might be the last minute and 30 seconds, if that much. Every time he went to the basket, they were passing it down, man. They blocked him 5 times. I count them. And he couldn't figure out to do nothing. And they gave him chance after chance. Free throw they missed, All that they missed. But they couldn't go to Zion. Took that opportunity and went. Which he was killing. But every time they needed a go-to basket, Zion was that guy. And when he needed he had 5 opportunities to go to him, but they didn't capitalize not 1 time off of that. So, I feel like I think there might have been a coaching error because Dean Smith would have pulled him out of the game if he'd have made all the mistakes like that.
So we're here. That's how I'm on that bench.
Yes, sir.
That's how I'm right now. So now, I had one of the worst Thanksgiving sports days in history. both of my teams lost on Thanksgiving Day. I never had it happen to me before. But, hey, Carolina also lost to Texas. I won't mad about the game, though, because it was a very good game. Texas stepped up to the plate to do their thing. They wore Roach. He was unstoppable, but Cody White showed his true what he can do. What you think about those Tar Heels?
Yeah, man. Like I said, they on their thing. I can't even get mad at them for that. But I kind of figured they were going to lose. I don't know, man. It's just something I had to be set up.
Yeah.
How it be set up, man. When Duke lose like that, here come Carolina with a loss. That's why I ain't want to brag too much. I said, we got to play Texas, man. Texas might not be ranked, but I know how Texas get long. They always have a long team. You know what I'm saying? Hard to defend, and they're hard to score on. But
yeah.
That's they broke down to, you know what I'm saying, having a hard time scoring at the end. Them boy a little bit too long.
Yeah, exactly. So, but hey, it was still a good game. I loved it. So, you know, let's see what happens. So, I think that's it, Steve. I think we covered most of everything we need to cover for tonight. The boys didn't show up. But hey, I will get them.
we got to get on the iron part.
Yeah, Matt Adden again. He's going back on the milk carton. Matt, hit your boys up. Why you ain't on the milk carton again? Y'all won today. So hit your boys up. All right, bro.
All right, bro, man. See you later, bro. Next show.
All right, next show. All right, appreciate everybody for joining us on the stream. Sports with the Big T King, C's Moms, Matt LC, E-Dub. And we out.